Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by your CFRC News Collective, Ara McCauley, Jesse Bell, and Jenny Hinch. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcasts, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Ara McCauley, and here are your local news headlines. With the housing affordability and homelessness crisis top of mind for many municipalities, including Kingston, the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, FCM, recently launched From the Ground, a national mayor-driven movement of municipalities identifying publicly owned or underused land for non-market housing. Non-market housing is housing delivered through non-profit, public, or cooperative organizations. Councillor Glenn put forward a motion for the City of Kingston to participate in the initiative, arguing that publicly owned land represents a valuable community asset that can support the development of affordable non-market housing.
So this initiative that's coming out of FCM is driven by the fact that we all know the crisis that's been facing us for the last almost 4 years here at Council. Every municipality across the country is feeling this. One of the things that I have to say in great support of FCM is that they do an excellent job of advocacy. The Build Canada Homes Fund certainly is a step in the right direction, but we know that there are challenges with it.
Build Canada Homes is a relatively new federal agency developed in June of this year and tasked with building affordable homes with a primary focus on non-market housing. The agency works with provinces, territories, municipalities, and Indigenous communities to help fight homelessness by building transitional and supportive housing. Build Canada Homes relies on the work of mission-driven organizations whose core purpose is to advance social, community, or equity-focused goals, such as nonprofits, cooperatives, Indigenous housing providers, and organizations supporting women, people with disabilities, newcomers, and those in need of supportive and transitional housing.
There will be some advocacy asks that will no doubt come out the advocacy days, it'll likely be November. But this gives FCM some extra leverage. I also think it demonstrates our own local commitment to the solution. So oftentimes we don't have as much funding as we need. That goes almost without saying. There are other resources that are beyond us. But this is something that most municipalities have the potential to do, is to say we are making a commitment to provide a piece of land, and now step up and help us make the most out of that piece of land. So that's really, in essence, what this is about. I know that there was a lot of long-winded stuff in there, but it's just to make sure we're clear on what it is we're doing. So I hope you'll support this and demonstrate to the current government that we are committed and that we are going to ask them for some help and assistance, and we're going to advocate for what we need to be partners in solving the crisis in front of us.
FCM intends to use municipal land commitments to help build a national picture of municipal land opportunities, which they hope will inform partnerships, supports, and advocacy to help move suitable sites towards housing. Through From the Ground, the group is inviting local leaders to participate in this municipality-led movement through the form of a mayoral commitment, council resolution, or existing housing strategy or plan that commits at least one parcel of land for non-market housing. With the approval, Council will now direct staff to identify a parcel of municipally owned land that may be suitable for non-market housing and bring their findings to Council for approval before September 30th, after which their findings will be submitted to FCM's From the Ground inventory, also before September 30th, 2026. Councillor Glenn explained the reason for the tight deadline.
The timeline is tight because advocacy days happen in the fall, and so in terms of committing to future advocacy on the housing front, this is to show the federal government that there is a commitment from cities across the country to resolving this issue.
According to the Federation of Canadian Municipalities website, viable land for development can include vacant or underused municipal land, surplus public property, sites near transit, schools, services, or community infrastructure, land that could support affordable, supportive, cooperative, or mixed-income housing, municipal facility projects that could incorporate housing, and sites that may require further planning, servicing, partnership, or funding support. The City of Kingston is inviting residents to help shape how Kingston engages on housing solutions. When housing solutions are proposed for your neighborhood, they want to know how you would like to learn about them or offer input on how they are integrated into your community. From August 19th to September 21st, city staff are asking residents for feedback as they review how the city engages in the community when implementing housing solutions. This review follows a motion from City Council earlier this year to examine how the city engages residents on housing solutions and identify opportunities for improvement. J.C. Kenny, Director of Communications and Customer Experience, says that they are seeking input from housing and homelessness service providers, individuals with lived experience, neighbors of recent housing solution projects, and all interested community members to ensure that any enhanced approaches meet the needs of the community. Residents can provide input and read draft recommendations based on research in other Canadian municipalities, review comments and ideas received at housing engagements this past spring, and read about existing policies and procedures and best practices on Get Involved Kingston. Get Involved Kingston will include community feedback in the report to Council and take input into consideration for future enhancements. Any enhanced practices will continue to follow the Municipal Act 2001, municipal policies, and a human rights-based approach to housing. To provide your feedback, you can complete a short survey by September 21st, join city staff in person at the Invista Center on September 16th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. for an informal drop-in information session, or email getinvolvedkingston@cityofkingston.ca with additional suggestions, input, and/or questions. To read about related projects and policies that impact city decisions related to housing and learn more about how to participate, visit getinvolved.cityofkingston.ca or call 613-546-0000. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Jesse Bell with your CFRC Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell with your sports report brought to you by CFRC Power Plays, and today we're going to cover a recent preseason football game between the Queens Golden Gaels and the Laval Rouge et Or that took place at Richardson Stadium on Saturday, August 22nd. The Queens Gaels are the reigning and defending OUA conference champions, and they welcomed a perennial national powerhouse to town in the Laval Rouge et Or, the first meeting between these two programs since the 2009 national semifinal won by the Gaels. Much of the first half of this game was dominated by the respective defensive units, as the Gaels would concede two safeties to Laval, but respond with a field goal of their own. The first touchdown of the game would not be scored until late in the second quarter, when quarterback Alex Vraken connected with Logan Walton on a play-action pass. That pass would also be the last one Vraken would throw, as the second half would see the Queens' backup units taking on Laval's second and third string players. If the first half was all about defense, the second half was all about offense, as both Laval and Queens would score multiple touchdowns in quarters 3 and 4. Wide receiver number 11 Ben Falkowski would score a long touchdown from quarterback Ashton St. Germain in the third quarter, and that duo would reconnect late in the fourth quarter. The Gaels' defense would hold Laval to a field goal try, a try that they would subsequently miss. Number 16 Ashton Watson would return the ball out of the end zone and give the Gaels possession with about a minute and 11 seconds on the clock. A defensive pass interference call moved the Gaels up 15 yards, but from there, it was backup quarterback Ashton St. Germain who stole the spotlight, running for a first down and passing for three more. With 10 seconds on the clock, St. Germain made the magic happen once more on this play with Benjamin Falkowski. St. Germain! Ben Falkowski! Touchdown, Queens! Holy cow! Say what you will! And say it now, touchdown number 2 for Queens number 11. The Gaels were not satisfied with a tie. They would go for two, and quarterback Ashton St. Germain would come up clutch again, connecting with number 83 Noah Loudon for a two-point convert that would put the Gaels ahead 28-27. The defense would hold Laval at midfield to secure a preseason victory over the Rouget Or, a perennial national title contender. This is a huge victory for the Gaels, even if it is just preseason, and it's worth noting that Queens did this without the presence of arguably their strongest defender, number 52 Oliver Jackson, who is expected to be in the lineup for next Sunday's game against the Toronto Varsity Blues. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m., but CFRC will be live at 6:30 with the CFRC Power Plays pregame show. Coming up next, I've got your traffic and weather reports. This is your City of Kingston traffic report. South Bartlett Street from Victoria to Smith is closed until September 30th, while a contractor undertakes facade restorations at 655 Princess Street. McDonnell Street from Dundas Street to Scott Street will be closed August 26th from 7 a.m. until August 27th at 5 p.m. for Utilities Kingston replacement of a fire hydrant. Wright Crescent at Palace Road to Palace Road is closed for a contractor to complete roadway repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic calming features on Wright Crescent. Norman Rogers Drive from Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard to Van Order Drive started on June 15th. Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. This work will improve road condition, accessibility, and safety for all road users, including students, families, and local residents. Reminder that the City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston are in the midst of a reconstruction of Princess Street. This major infrastructure project includes upgrades to underground and above-ground utilities, as well as improvements to enhance safety and comfort for pedestrians and cyclists. Berry Street to Queen Street is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street, and Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William is still closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. Monday, August 24th, 18 degrees is your high, feeling closer to 19. Partly sunny, breezy with a couple of showers, 84% chance of rain. Tuesday, August 25th, 22 is your high, periods of sun and cloud with a brief shower or two, 80% chance of precipitation, feeling closer to 20 degrees. Wednesday, August 26th, 22 is your high, feeling a degree warmer, partly sunny with a 55% chance of light showers in the afternoon. Thursday, August 27th, 24 is your high, mix of sun and cloud with an 83% chance of precipitation, feeling closer to 28, so quite a humid day here in the city of Kingston. Friday, August 28th, 23 is your high, feeling closer to 25 with a 55% chance of an afternoon thunder shower. Saturday, August 29th, 23, mostly cloudy and a little less humid here in the city of Kingston, dropping down to 13 overnight. Sunday, August 30th, 23 is your high, feeling closer to 25 with a mix of sun and cloud. And then kicking off the start of next week and the end of August, Monday, August 31st, 23 is your high, feeling like 24 with a mix of sun and cloud. Coming up next, we've got Genevieve Hinch with CFRC's concert and events calendar.
Hello, Kingston, and welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Jenny, and this is your weekly events and concerts calendar brought to you by Flying V Productions. Whether you're looking for live music, community events, markets, workshops, or something fun to do around the city, there is lots happening this week, so let's get into it. Starting off Monday, check out the Felt, Boots, and Bag Workshop at the Tet Center, or get creative at Craft and Create. Live music includes Gerald McGrath, Sunnyside, and the Mourning Doves. On Tuesday, head up to the Seniors Active Living Expo, Summer Wellness Walk, Budgeting for Art Grants Workshop, or Salsa in the Square. Live music includes Tom Savage, Our Band, Adrian Blue, Van Lurkens and Ross Hunter, plus Brian Adams with Lights at the Slush Puppy Place. Wednesday features a lunch and learn at Cultivate Arts Commons, Game in the Square, and Swingin' Summer. The Kingston's Blues Fest also kicks off alongside live music from Taryn McKenna and Vince DeBeal, Sean McCullen, and Carlo and Good Fortune. On Thursday, try an artistic genealogy workshop. Head over to Queen's Family Night or catch Wreck-It Ralph at Movies in the Square. The Kingston Blues Fest continues with Big Mo and the Blues Mission, Riley and Riley, Hellhound Trail, and more. Friday brings meditation in the gallery and kicking it country with Whiskey Smoke. Music highlights include the Kingston Blues Fest, Sons of Rick Abroad, the Island Queen, Lost Chanel, The Mourning Doves, and Powerhouse Trio. Heading into Saturday now, browse the mini market series, catch a chef demo, try e-brew art workshop, or spend the afternoon at the Kingston Blues Fest in Confederation Park. Live music includes Ghost Town Blues Band, Dead Root Revival, Pearl Jamming, and Squid Pistol. Wrapping things up Sunday, visit the Indigenous Sacred Fire and Cataraqui Indigenous Market, stop by the Memorial Center Farmers Market, or check out Remix Revelations. Music includes Black Dog All-Stars with Chantel Thompson, The Gertrudes and Niche Werby, and the Lightfoot Band. That is your weekly events and concerts calendar brought to you for August 24th through the 30th. For more information on any of these events, visit the CFRC website and keep it locked right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This events calendar is brought to you by Flying V Productions, bringing live theater, comedy, and unforgettable entertainment to audiences across Kingston. I'm Jenny. Thanks for listening and have a great week, Kingston.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and listen on the go, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.